We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTellier along with their Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Charlie Long in studio. We're going to go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, and it's the head baseball coach of the Louisiana Raging Cajuns, Matt Deggs. Matt, first of all, congratulations. We appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Charlie Long, who's a University of Louisiana Raging Cajun graduate, him and I were kind of texting back and forth, and I'm sure glad they announced it early because I don't think Charlie could have.
Coach, I was sweating it out. I can't lie to you. I was nervous.
If they would have done this late, Matt, I'm telling you, I don't think Charlie could have survived. We'd have had to get him CPR.
Well, I don't think anybody could eat or sleep. It's a nerve-wracking 24 hours, really. And I think from about 6 when I woke up to 11 Central Time, it felt like a full day went by. And thank God we were the second ones announced.
Yeah. Well, and Matt, usually, you know, somebody would have told you in the past years that you play in University of Texas. You would think that'd be in Texas. Two-part question. Have you ever been to Coral Gables? And that's going to be kind of unique, playing Texas at a neutral site in Coral Gables, Florida.
Yeah, you know, I've played at the Texas Regional a couple of times, and I've played in 2010. I was at A&M, and we played in the Coral Gables Regional. And the one thing that stood out to me is if we sat through one, we sat through 13 rain delays. It's kind of the rainy season over there, and you're going to get a storm pop up every day. It's just a matter of how long it's going to last. And, you know, you just got to kind of be patient and wait it out. And we ultimately finished it. We got to the if necessary game on Monday or Tuesday. It got pushed all the way back and wound up not winning. But it was a good experience, and it's a neat place. Historic ballpark, and it's a fun place to play.
Matt, doesn't make any difference how you got in, but to sweep Coastal Carolina, man, that to me was the big feather in the cap. To do that, we've watched Coastal, and they have been a really good baseball team all season long. But your feelings coming out of that, and you didn't finish it off against Southern Miss, who is a really good team also. I give them credit there. But those two wins against Coastal really, really were big for you.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mike. We've been playing good. And we've had our backs against the wall since about April 23rd or 4th, where we got swept at JMU. We beat LSU on the road and then go and get swept by James Madison, which just speaks to the strength of our league. I mean, anybody can beat you, and they got us three times, one of them on a walk-off. And so anytime you're in a fight or a battle, you always want to be on the high ground, and we've been looking up for the last 6 weeks, and our guys have just been battling and grinding their butts off. And we knew we didn't have to win the tournament. The other option was if we could catch Coastal twice and if you lost in a championship game, and it just happened to work out perfect.
Now, you know, Coach Matt, when you look at playing Texas and then you look at the Hurricanes, obviously, then you got the Maine Black Bears. You probably never have played Maine before, huh? With all your experience and all that. But that's about you talk about Seattle, Washington, or the Northwest. They didn't get any further northeast than the Maine Black Bears.
No, it doesn't. But I tell you what, when I was a kid and I can remember watching the World Series, and those guys seemed to be in the World Series quite a bit in the early 80s, which was my first recollection of them. And so I know, look, there's good baseball everywhere right now. And if you're in this tournament, there's a reason why, and everybody's dangerous.
Coach, Mike already kind of alluded to that sweep of Coastal Carolina, which is so big at getting you that at-large opportunity. But the performance that stood out for the entire weekend, the entire tournament to me in the Sun Belt Conference tournament, was Blake Marshall. He goes four innings scoreless in that first game against Coastal, comes back later that night and throws 5 1/3 scoreless against Coastal again. I mean, they just couldn't touch him. And he was so pivotal in that sweep, that doubleheader sweep, just this past weekend. Just want to get a couple words about his performance.
It was legendary. I told him after the game, I said, you'll probably never have to buy another drink or meal in Lafayette again. And just because it was that legendary. This kid's got quite the story. He's been here with me 3 years, came in on scholarship, lost his scholarship. Last year didn't even travel when we made the postseason with us, and just kept working. That kid could have quit. Lost his scholarship again and finally got it back again. And he could have quit like a lot of them do, but he stayed the course, planted his roots, and just kept working. And he's got ability. He just had never really put it all together. Now, the cool part to that story is after his very first inning of the day, he was so excited, he sprinted off the field, realized he had run out of real estate, got to the dugout, which is about 5 feet down below the actual playing surface, had to jump, and then landed on his ankle sideways, rolled his ankle, and he's been on crutches for the last 2 days. So he did all that with a severely sprained ankle.
Wow. Matt, when you look at it across the state of Louisiana, and it happened last year too with four teams getting in, but to see a Nicholls State, and certainly LSU is who they are, and you guys, and along with Tulane, goes to show the talent, because a lot of these guys are from the state of Louisiana. And it does a lot of pride to see that. You know, this tiny state, and you get four teams in the tournament.
No doubt. And there's a ton. Hey, look, La Tech's good. Northwestern State, I thought, was really good this year. McNeese will beat you. You know, the same thing with Sela down the road there. And that, you know, when we had that run in 2014, when we were number one in the country, a bulk of these kids were from right around here and from East Texas. And it's a talent-rich area that's conducive to playing baseball year-round. And there's no reason you can't build championship ball clubs over an extended period of time here.
Now, Coach Matt, I wanted to ask you about this because it's all about, you know, you look at the transfer portal now and you look their traction to play baseball in the South because you could play in February, and
no doubt.
You know, you're not dealing with inclement weather like you do up north. And the question I have for you, this is right here in our backyard. How does some place like also Delgado – here in New Orleans, yep, they're in the JUCO World Series. Does that also help potential prospects going the JUCO route that's so close by?
No doubt about it. We've got a couple of them coming next year from there, and Alexander and Bruce R. Kidd. And, Delgado's got a tremendous program. LSUE, their coach just went in the Hall of Fame, obviously their record speaks for itself. They do a tremendous job. There's a lot of talent here, but you make a great point. There's also a lot of development at the lower levels as well.
Coach, you already kind of alluded to it with the Sun Belt as a really strong conference. It had the fifth most bids in the NCAA tournament for this season, only behind the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, and the Pac-12. It really is kind of like that fifth Power 5 conference as far as baseball goes, with getting Coastal Carolina in, Southern Miss. They could have probably hosted. They were on the outside looking in. They're going to Auburn, and then obviously UL and Troy. So those four bids, it's obviously gotten respect as a league. UL earned 22 aggregate wins in the Sun Belt this season, and that's something that a lot of national writers that I were seeing had UL in the tournament were pointing to, the fact that UL had gotten those 22 wins in Sun Belt play. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the Sun Belt as a conference.
Hey, it was a dogfight. And, you know, I've been in the SEC, the Big 12, all of them, and I'm telling you, top to bottom, it was a dogfight. And I think four is the starting point. I think we're going to get five one day. And look, because Old Dominion's really good. They have a great coach. They're going to be outstanding. South Alabama just had an off year. They have a great coach and a great program. Texas State, who we had to beat twice in the tournament. I mean, they were the best team in the league a year ago. The strength of our league definitely propelled a team like us, because really when you sit back, 40 wins has always been the benchmark. Okay, well, let's start counting teams in the top five conferences who have 40 wins. That league's going to, that number's going to get pretty short pretty right. quick. And so you would have a tough time leaving a 40-win team out of the top five conference at home, much less having 22 wins when you count the tournament. And, you know, we had one of the main keys in RPI is ELO. It's actually a chess statistic, and it speaks to your ability. We've got a top 30 ELO. It's 28. Top 50 RPI. We had 13 Q1, Q2 wins. And we had a 4-3 record against teams that are hosting regionals this weekend.
Now, you know, Coach Matt, what is your take? I guess it's good if you're a fan of this program or any fan that we still got a chance. If we can only get hot, like Tulane. Look at Tulane, everyone's ready to write them off. And, I mean, to say you're 19-40. You think, okay, well, we'll get them next year. Are we going to build upon something? Then they get hot at the right time, and we all know, you know, you're talking about programs. East Carolina seems like they've always been there. I think this year they're not hosting, but they've always been a point where they've always been a host team. It seems like as of recent, but that seems like a good thing for a program, and I guess the kids, and you're coaching them up. Say, hey, maybe we can catch lightning in a bottle and win a few games in a row with the conference tournament.
Yeah, that's really a two-part question, because I do think the way the teams get in and are selected is flawed with the RPI and a lot of the automatic bids. I believe that. If you want to just have the best tournament possible, I think there's a better way to do it. We probably don't have time to go into it. But there's a huge caveat there. To your point, Bobby, is hats off to their coach, man, that held that team together. It's hard to lose that many games and keep a ball club together.
Right.
Because you have to be intact to go beat the teams they beat. And that is a tremendous coaching job. I've coached against Jay, the head coach there, a lot. And he is a great baseball guy. And I know they bit off a lot with their scheduling. It probably snowballed on them. And they didn't regain their footing until just here at the end. And hats off to them. Those are the rules, and they got in. But that speaks to his ability to keep his team together and play good baseball when it matters.
Matt, quick scouting report on Texas from what you've seen. You watch teams different times during the year, but the scouting reports sort of change on them a little bit. Injuries certainly play a part into that. Quick scouting report on the Longhorns.
Yeah, Mike, if you look at just statistics, they're very similar to us statistically. They're hitting 300 as a ball club, slugging 500, 400 on base. They're fielding 980. They're pitching it at a 4-something, which in college baseball is really good nowadays. David Pierce has done a great job for a long time. I actually took over for David at Sam Houston State when he went to Tulane. And, he's done a great job with that program there in Austin. And they're going to be fundamentally sound. They're not going to chase out of the strike zone. They're going to throw a lot of strikes on the bump. And if you hit it to them, you're going to be out.
Coach,
you're going to have to go in and play. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
No, I was just saying you're going to have to play good, fundamentally sound baseball to beat them. They're not going to beat themselves.
I got you, Coach. What I wanted to ask you was how – you know, making a regional last year and going to Texas A&M and playing TCU and then Texas A&M and all those schools, how that kind of transitions from last year to this year and going to Miami?
Well, I think that really propelled us towards the latter stages of this thing, Charlie, is those kids were so hungry to get back to that thing. And you know, it made it cost us some games in the middle because kids have a tendency to fast forward and want to just get to the postseason. Well, you got to earn that. And, you know, that we have a lot of returning experience that could have been in the championship game. We're 6 outs away from the championship game of a regional a year ago. And I know they were anxious to get back to that point.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I know it's a busy schedule for you, but we always appreciate your time. And one more thing to you. Tell Seth don't get himself in no trouble in Coral Gables.
I'll keep an eye on him.
Thank you, Coach. Guys.
All right, Matt.
That was the head baseball coach of University of Louisiana, Raging Cajuns, Matt Deggs. And Seth, I'm talking about, former Nicholls State coach, Seth Thibodeau, who's the pitching coach now for the Raging Cajuns. A good friend of mine. We go back quite a few years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.